Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve, I invite you to keep your mic on and continue the conversation with us as Bill Daley joins us in our studio. You may have heard Mr. Daley is running for mayor. Welcome to the studio. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
I was looking at your Wikipedia the other day. That's what I always do before I interview somebody really important like yourself.
Okay.
And you have such a great Chicago resume. I mean, if you were going to invent a mayor from Chicago, you would, you know, have him go to St. Ignatius in Loyola and then the John Marshall Law School. All three of those boxes are checked in your case. And then you just had an interesting career since then. You were associated with Amalgamated Bank of Chicago, Mayor Brown and Platt. You were the Secretary of Commerce under Clinton. You worked, obviously, with Barack Obama. You were also, it says here, you were on the board of Fannie Mae. I always wanted to be on the board of Fannie Mae because I love the turtles and the vanilla creams.
No, it was the other Fannie Mae. It wasn't the candy company.
Oh, sorry. Well, then forget that.
Right.
That's my little joke. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, which of those things really is most relevant to you being mayor? Like, that's how I profile. That's impressive. Right. But, you know, were you the chief executive of, you know, something, or how does that translate to making you a good mayor?
Well, I hope it's a combination of all of those things that you mentioned. You know, I've spent my career mostly in private sector, not government. I've never held political office, but I've been around it, obviously. And I think what I've tried to do, both in the private sector and when I've spent time in government, is help build consensus around problems to solve them. When I was Commerce Secretary, we had 45,000 employees, a $5.5, $6 billion budget, massive national, international presence. When I was with J.P. Morgan as vice chairman, I think they were the second largest private sector employer in the state of Illinois, in Chicago. So I think they add something that others don't have so far that are in the race, private sector experience at a very senior level, and also the government piece. But the most important, in my opinion, is I've spent my entire life in this city as far as being a resident. My kids, my grandkids, my wife and I love the city. We've enjoyed it. And it's part of us. And I want to be part of trying to help over the next 4 years to address some of these issues.
Mr. Daley, you toyed with or got close to running for governor. I don't remember the exact disposition of it, if you withdrew. Mm-hmm. So how do you tell Chicagoans that you're in this and that you're going to stay in it and you're not just testing the waters, you're committed to this race?
I'm not testing the waters. I'm committed. I'm in, and I'm in to the end. It'll be up to the voters to decide if I come in first or last or wherever. But I want to be part of the dialogue and the discussion over the future of the city because, as I said, I feel very special about the city. And so I'm part of it, and I'm into the end, and it's home, very different than the governor's.
I would imagine, though, somebody running for mayor thinks, yeah, but I can fix that. I mean, I'm not running for mayor, but I was born in Chicago and love this city, mm-hmm. too. So what is it that you want to do? What is the problem you think you're going to fix, or how are you going to make Chicago better?
The three big things are safety. That is the crime issue. That is trying to bring some greater sense of security by the people of Chicago about this issue. It is real, it is serious, and it is affecting us not only day in, day out, but globally it's affecting the reputation of the city. And I think we've got to be honest about the discussion. We need a more professional police department, but we also must support the men and women of the police department who I think right now feel pretty much under siege. Based upon the last couple of years.
You think Rahm Emanuel's administration did not support the police enough?
I think it's the people overall. It's not just the government. It's overall the people. I think I've talked to police officers, men and women, and they feel that the public is not supporting them that they should. They go out every day, as you know, to protect us. They're not there to do anything but try to protect us from some awfully bad characters out there.
You're not picking sides on this one, are you? Because I think there's the other argument that says the police have been inordinately aggressive with or unfair to people of color on the South and West Side.
Yeah, I think that there's plenty of evidence that the trust between the community and especially the communities of color and the police department has been broken.
How do you address that?
Well, I think you've got to get the police department, you got to get the community sitting down saying, what are we really going to do about this? What do you want? I hear from people that even in the brief couple of days that my name's been speculated and running, have come up to me and said, you've got to do something to first support the police department. And I think the expectation that somehow certain communities where there's heavy crime, that they don't want a heavy police presence and a involvement in those communities is not accurate.
What do you make of those rallies then? Are those, we've closed the Dan Ryan, part of Lakeshore Drive, and obviously tried to shut down the Cubs game, and then there was an effort to close down the Kennedy at O'Hare on Labor Day weekend. What do you make of that strategy?
I think it's, the question is, do they move the ball at all to try to get a dialogue going to address the real bottom line issue of crime?
How do you answer that?
I think they highlight the issue, but I don't think a march down the Dan Ryan or the Kennedy is needed to highlight the crime when you look at the shootings every day in the city or the killings in the city. Yeah. So I think it's an important part of making people aware. The idea, will people who are not living in those communities be made aware of the problem in those communities by having a march? I think they're helpful to a certain degree, but they're not going to solve this crime problem. And we could march all day, every day, up and down the streets of Chicago.
The Jason Van Dyke trial started today, and yep. I know that you've been asked earlier today and aren't commenting on that, which is certainly understandable. But when a verdict comes either way, it's going to require finessed leadership on the part of Mayor Emanuel. And I'm just wondering how you would handle that. Either way, how it is that you think the people of Chicago should entrust you with that sort of that duty or that leadership? How would you handle this verdict when it comes?
Well, look at again. Nobody knows what the verdict's going to be. Obviously, some people predict violence. Violence moves the ball nowhere. It does nothing but hurt our communities. But I think there's a lot of repair to do after this trial is over between the police department, the communities of this city, communities of color, and a mayor. And this mayor will have to stand there before the people of Chicago and have a way that people can express their opinion, positive or negative, to whatever happens. And at the same time, try to bring people together and say, okay, now where do we go? So that we don't have in the police department another one of these incidents. And on the other hand, that we can begin to get the police to be helpful and more helpful in trying to solve this crime problem, which is real.
Well, I'll answer that question, Steve. Good. I think I would have you got to have a kumbaya. I think you need church leaders. You need Laquan McDonald's family, who have pressed people to not be violent and to hear the process out. You need the chief of police, all in some sort of communal statement, physically in the same space together. Because if Van Dyke is found not guilty, there will be fires. Cars will be upturned.
Let me just say, I think to predict that in your role at this stage is bad for this city. Things may happen, but for people in leadership like yourself to be predicting, or some people may take that as encouragement, is the wrong way to approach this situation, especially in the week of a trial.
I don't like the sound of it either. I hear what you're saying, but it's not encouragement. It's just saying, if the conversation is, what are we going to do after this verdict is, I would just advise anybody listening to get in front of it, to be prepared for the worst and hope for the best. Right. But I don't think I'm out on a crazy limb there wondering if that's not going to happen. Let's hope it does not. Let's hope that responsible people are in a position to stem it. You said safety.
It's not just you're right, the responsible people in leadership, in faith leadership, in corporate leadership, in government leadership have got to be ready to step up in community leadership and step forward and say, whatever the verdict is, we've got to pull together for the future of the city.
You said there were three things, and I think we got to safety. What else?
There's safety, strength being the economic strength of the city. We have brought there is short-term economic stability to our finances, but the long-term finances of this city and the state are in a very difficult state. And the third piece is the affordability. Taxes, housing, the cost of living in Chicago has gotten pretty high for a lot of people. And how do we make it more affordable
speaking
for people
of that,
who live here?
Pardon me. Speaking of that, somebody texted when they heard that you were coming in and said, John, ask Mr. Daley if he supports 1% real estate tax cap. You have anything to say about that?
No, not at this stage.
Is that something, though? I mean, really,
we cannot continue to put the cost of government totally on the back of the homeowners. I mean, people are selling their homes. The assessments in the taxes that have gone up, understandably, in some ways, you're going to have a reassessment that's going on this year, and the taxes next year are going to be rather dramatically higher.
Yeah, well, I think in a lot of neighborhoods that have been enjoying maybe unfair and to their advantage assessments over the years.
Right.
What do you make of what happened in the assessor's office?
Well, I think it was about time that we had a serious change. I think Fritz Craigie's going to do it in a way that's honorable. And I think it was about time that Berrios left office, and it was good that the voters changed the leadership there.
Go ahead, Steve Bertrand.
I was going to change the subject a little bit, but
sure.
The day after the mayor announced he wasn't running for re-election, he was in that studio, and he said that the winner, his successor, wasn't in the race yet. And now here you are 10 days later in the race. I'm wondering if you had any discussions with him before he made his decision,
no.
Or if you have since. Have you had any since?
I talked to him briefly. I wished he and Amy well. I've known Ram for a long time. It was strictly a personal sort of call of wishing him well. But I think the day after he announced, nobody was in the race. So
there were nine people in the race.
And but since then, there's probably been 20, 25 people.
I think the odds are that the candidate
was not there on the day after his election.
Tribune is reporting, I know it's been in and out, but Tribune reporting again today that Toni Preckwinkle will announce this week.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to her about the race, or what do you make of her candidacy?
Yeah, I saw President Preckwinkle about 10 days ago, told her I was running. You know, she's been 30 years in government, held elective office. She's got a record she'll run on, and so we'll meet on the campaign trail.
You alluding to the soda tax as part of her record there?
Well, that is part of her record, no doubt about it. For good or bad,
We've been trying to weigh that. Like, is that an Achilles heel for her in this campaign, do you think, in this election?
I don't know if it's Achilles' heel, but it is part of her record as president. She defended it. She put it in. She defended it. And seemed to want to defend it and keep it in. But that's, you know, she's got a long track record of votes over many years and actions, and so she'll have to defend those, and that's just the way the campaigns go.
Bill Daley's in our studio. He is running for mayor of Chicago, although is it official? Like, do you have all the signatures?
Yeah. And if you got No. I don't have the petitions done. The filing's been made to create a committee. We're now out getting petition, beginning the petition process.
How many names do you need on those
12,500.
Where are you going to get 12,500 signatures, sir?
Every part of the city. And you better get twice as many because someone's going to challenge them.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
I asked him when he came into the studio, I said, do you have the petition with you? He said, no. I said, you should have brought one. I would be carrying that with me wherever I went. Are there too many? No. Does your last name help or hurt you?
It probably in some parts of the city helps me, and in parts of the city it hurts me. But yeah, I'm not going to change my name. So at this stage of my life, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what my father and brother and other family members have done. But I think the people of Chicago will, I hope they will say, let's check Bill Daley out and not make a decision just because of his last name.
Go ahead, Steve.
Sorry, John, but I want to ask two a question. We're talking a lot about running the city from the inside out, you know, violence and all of that. But I'm interested, too, in from outside the city in. Emmanuel has been very effective in bringing investment from outside into the city. There's the Amazon second headquarters and things like that. How important do you think for the next mayor is it to be able to reach out and have establishments outside the city to bring the growth that way rather than focus from inside out?
I think it's vital. We are a global city. That's changed over this is a century that the world has closed in and got much closer. And the next mayor better be able to reach out around the country and around the world to encourage people to come here and invest and open businesses and grow their businesses. Mayor Emanuel has done a good job of that. My brother Rich did it with bringing Boeing and a number of other companies here to Chicago. That's a big part. It's not all. But we hope to bring those businesses here in order to not only help them and help the downtown section, but help other parts of the city and encourage them to then get involved in other parts of the city, both with charity and with investment if possible. So I think it's an important part of the job of the mayor.
Bill Daley's in the studio. We need to take a quick break. We'll be done with this conversation in about 8 minutes. That means if you want to call or text 312-981-7200, this is a good time. This is WGN. Bill Daley's in our studio. He's running for mayor of Chicago. I asked you about campaign financing. We were talking off the air about how now you got to get people. I mean, hokey smokes. The election isn't tomorrow, but it's fast approaching. Are you going to self-finance your campaign, or how does that go?
Well, I'll put some money in. My wife and I decided if we ought to have skin in the game, as we're asking people to support us. We hopefully will raise a substantial amount of money. I think we will have what we need to win.
How much do you think a candidate needs to win this race?
You know, it's probably anywhere from $5 to $15 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you talked? Rom's got 10 just sitting there, and he can't use it now. What's he going to do with his 10?
I don't know. I don't know what he'll do with it. He can give it away. He can sit on it. He can give it back. He can do whatever he wants.
If he endorsed you, he could give it to your campaign.
Yeah,
right?
I believe that the mayor will, like other mayors, probably not get involved in this race, and we'll sit tight.
What did you do with the money you raised when you ran for governor?
I gave it back.
Did you really? You have all the addresses and stuff? And
yeah, I had all the addresses. Now, I could only give 85 cents at a dollar because I didn't want to break the caps at the time. There were caps, round or blue by that, and so I was kind of stupid to just give 85 cents on a dollar back. But I thought it was the right thing to do, to be honest with you. I could have kept it in the campaign account, but it was right.
What about other?
Well, you could use it now if you had it.
Yeah, right.
I know you should.
See, that proves that I was not thinking about this over the last 4 years.
Right, you were at least sincere in your run for governor, and now you say you're sincere in this run. The Sun Times had a little blurb about whether or not you would employ other dailies or family members. Talk briefly about that.
No, it really was. I'm going to have a policy that family members cannot do business with the city of Chicago on behalf of clients or other things. And I'm going to put that policy out over the next couple of weeks.
I think there should be a firewall between the city council and work that aldermen do relative to tax evaluations or things like that as well.
I do, too. I don't think there ought to be the ability for an alderman or elected official to practice that in areas that conflict with their jobs with the public. And there's a serious question whether the alderman ought to be full-time alderman and not have outside income at all. And I think that's worth a serious discussion.
Yeah. Any last thing you want to pass along? We're going to go to the news next. But, Bill, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I would just say, we have a lot of issues. The downtown, as we look out this window, is booming. And we've got to try to find a way over the next couple of years to bring more of that economic success to neighborhoods that are really struggling. Because we are one Chicago, we're together, and we want to bring Chicago together even more than it is today. We have a lot of differences, but we can't let those differences divide us over the next couple of years.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to the studio. It's nice to meet you in person. We'll continue to follow the campaign.